This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
O'clock. Nice job, Eddie Scazzeri. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Boomer Esiason, Craig Carton on The Fan. And, of course, worldwide on CBS Sports Network. We've got a great show for you today as the saga of Matt Harvey will take another turn this afternoon when he goes to Citi Field and meets the Mets. Matt Harvey's got to greet the Mets. Well, now we learned everything that's going on. Except for one vital piece of information I'll get to in a second. The Yankees do what they do. The Mets get a walk-off from Walker, and all is okay. Rangers tonight, game six. Good morning, Boomer. How are you today, buddy boy?
You know, I'm doing great, Craigie. And, you know, the thing is, I guess everybody's going to want to focus a little bit more on Matt Harvey and all the things that are going on there and what the Mets are doing. But, you know, quite frankly, and I hate to say this because I am not a fan of this team. You know that. But I do have to give respect where respect is required, and that is with the New York Yankees. Yep. And what they are doing. They are a bomb squad right now, and they are just – I mean, they are flying. They are – you know, I always say this to you. I wish my team could have, like, a 10-game win streak. I wish right. my team could get out to a great start. I wish my team could do this. And I'm telling you, that's what the Yankees are –
best record in baseball.
The Yankees are such an unexpected surprise
yep.
for their fan base that this is the beauty of what – you know, what you live for if you are a fan, to catch lightning in a bottle.
Yep.
So now Gary Sanchez is in the mix.
Yep.
Gardner's
single
in
last
home
night
runs.
Early. Gardner's
I mean,
doing it again.
Some bad teams, but they are an offensive juggernaut.
Listen, it's unbelievable because you thought of any night that they'd struggled, it would have been last night after the 18-inning game the night before.
They didn't look like they were struggling.
And they came right out of the gate. And listen, they have the best record in baseball 30 games in. So whatever your barometer is, 20, 30, 40.
And that's the first time since 2003 that has been the case.
And now, it's a different guy every night. It's the collective Yankees. They withstood the injury to Sanchez. They get Didi Gregorius back. Judge didn't play last night because they gave him a day off just because of all the travel and the time and all that stuff. And every button that Joe Girardi's pushing seems to be working.
You know, when the NHL hockey season started, the Rangers were like that. The Rangers got out
yeah,
to a start like that. And they were playing great and everything else. And so I can truly understand where Yankee fans are right now. All my Yankee fan friends are giddy. I mean,
should be. I mean, because it was unexpected.
And the dopey text that they sent me, did you see this one? Did you see that one? Did you see what just happened here? And, you know, good for them. Good for the fans and good for really keeping baseball relevant for the right reasons. You know, for winning, for having unexpected success with young players, getting young players back in the lineup now. I mean, that's... This is the great part of sport. This is what you want.
It also shows you that, you know, in New York, with all due respect to the Mets, which I know we're going to get to them, you know, it's a Yankee and Giant town and Nick town kind of first, right?
Oh, they've been here long.
Right,
yes.
So the question is, have people bought in from a rating standpoint, an attendance standpoint? And I can tell you just based on what I learned yesterday, because, you know, ratings come out every single week, the Yankee ratings on radio are beyond
yes.
anyone's wildest expectations this year. I mean, dominating the landscape. The most listened to thing on all of radio at nighttime for the last week that just came out was Yankee baseball times three.
Yeah.
So attendance is great. Ratings are great.
You can feel
and they're
it.
Playing great.
You kind of can feel it. You can feel the excitement with the team. And, you know, this is not a team filled with older players that, you know, are going to break down. Maybe somewhere in the pitching staff you might have some of that stuff. But it's all that's right with the good part of baseball, and it happens to be with a New York baseball team.
Right, and of all teams, the Yankees. Right,
you know, and I'm not, like I told you, I don't hide it. I'm not a fan of the Yankees. I do respect the Yankees. I understand all that stuff. But they are fun. They're fun, and they are like a lot like the Rangers were at the beginning of their season. High-scoring games, high-flying, great passing. Young guys, you know, finding their way, whether it be Brady Shea or whether it be Jimmy Vesey, and guys playing fun, and it looked good. You know,
and they put the throttle down when they want to. I mean, when they have a chance, blood in the water, they kill a team.
You're talking about the Yankees.
Yeah, it's
that's the problem with the Rangers. When they have a team down and they want to just absolutely inflict even more pain, don't lift the heel up, place it down on their throat. They have not done that consistently through these playoffs. They've fought through some very tough times and some very dark times. And they've gotten themselves to this point where they play tonight.
Yep.
And I suspect that they will come out and they will play well, they will play hard, and they will play fast. So tonight will be interesting for the Rangers. But the Yankees, man, are just
fun. Like, they're entertaining. It's fun. It's exciting.
It is.
There's certain guys get up, you have to watch it. They're a traveling party now again, and it's all good because they're the most popular team of any team in this town. And when they're going great, everyone's on board.
Right,
and listen, you know, 21-9. Listen, I thought, remember I said jokingly at the start of the season, Subway Series this year.
Yeah.
I thought the Yankees would be better than most people thought. No way they'd be this good. But 30 games in, there ain't nobody better.
Well, the thing about them is that I think most people will probably still think their starting pitching is somewhat shaky.
I wouldn't disagree. Even Tanaka's won five straight. It hasn't been in always dominating fashion.
No.
He had Sabathia tonight, and you know, here's the reality. The Yankees have now become must-watch TV nights.
Now, the other thing, let's forget about Harvey for 1 second.
Yes.
The Mets have now won 7 out of their last 10, and the Mets are winning despite the distractions, despite the injuries, despite the guys that are missing from the lineup. And, you know, we often talk about other guys stepping up and other guys having an opportunity to make some plays.
Yep.
Neil Walker gets a big hit last night, wins the game.
That was a huge win last night, especially considering how they got down early with the home run. So they're down. They come back. Twice they came back. And then at a 3-3 game, the guy has been struggling all year. I think he's batting 205 going into that at bat, right?
Right.
Neil Walker getting the game winning hits huge. And I thought winning that game is actually a very big deal for the Mets because they were down right out of the gate and fought back twice. And to win that game with all the crap that's going on, I thought it was a big win for them.
It was. And, you know, Jacob DeGrom gave up 2 home runs, but he did strike out 11. You know, and he's the under-the-radar pitcher for the Mets. He really is.
He's the guy now.
He really is the guy. And, you know, now to get to Harvey for a second, you know, we read all the papers, heard all the reports about what Matt Harvey was supposedly doing on Friday night, and then how it kind of creeped its way into Saturday for whatever reason. You know, I just would say this. It's over with. We know what it is. We know what happened. We know that he made a bad mistake. According to most reports, they're saying that he will apologize to his teammates today. So he did do something wrong, regardless of whatever stupid grievance he may be filing. And he's got to restart his career on Friday in Milwaukee. I felt like that there was no way that they were going to trot him out.
Home crowd, afternoon game Wednesday.
No way.
Instead, you have Montero, who's light him up because that'll be a high-scoring game because he blows now.
But, you know,
but I think they went from trying to embarrass him, and I still feel it was very personal, to now that he's coming back, all right, now let's do the right thing for the team and him and not start him at home.
So if you're Sandy Alderson, okay, they told him one game that he had to start 3 hours before he had to start. And you know what? All Matt Harvey did was kind of not even allude to it. He brought it up after his start when he didn't pitch that well.
Yep.
You know, I didn't know. I worked out hard. Yes. Excuse. You know, that's really what it sounds like.
And
if you are in that organization, you're in that front office, and with the way that he has pitched over the last month, like, you know, like, this guy is taking a night off. This guy is not coming to the ballpark.
Right.
After what, you know, what we've seen here is nothing but excuses and lousy performance. So,
there are some aspects of it that are fascinating.
You know, at the end of the day, the player himself has got to grow up and own up and be a professional about what he is doing. He is actually throwing a $250 million payday out the window.
He's done it already.
He's got to get his act together.
Yep.
He's got to be where he was 2 years ago. Somehow he's got to get to that point, and he's got to stop with the hanging out and going out and playing golf. I mean, this is your vocation. This is your living. This is where you make your money. and you want to be a guy who makes a lot of money. We want to see you be that guy who makes a lot of money.
Change the franchise when you're that guy.
Stop. Stop with all the nonsense. Stop going out. Watch what Brady does. Watch what the great athletes do. You think LeBron James is out drinking until 4 in the morning?
Not when he goes, you know, 2 for 14, he doesn't. See, that's the thing. Part of it is success allows certain things. We all know that. It's a reality. When you're the Dark Knight and you're the guy that wants the ball in game 5, they want to give you the ball, and you want to go party, people deal with it and they accept it because it's part of the game. When your ERA is over 5, when you've had 2 major surgeries now, and you're no longer the dominant pitcher, you have to take understanding of that and dedicate yourself to get back to the great guy you were, the great pitcher you were, and then the other stuff will come in tow. You know, I don't begrudge a young athlete with a lot of money in his pocket going out. I don't. Because I would do it, and I imagine most guys do it. But when the going out has a negative impact on your performance and your team, then it becomes a problem.
Well, yeah, and then that's where...
Because you want to go to One Oak Friday night? Go ahead. I don't want to be hypocritical about it. But if you're out until 4 o'clock in the morning drinking, and then Saturday you get up and go play golf, and you're drinking at golf, you know, hair of the dog, right? And then you take a nap, and you wake up with a migraine or hungover or whatever the case may be, you've now physically taken away from yourself, and by proxy, the fan base and the team. Now, the other aspect of it is somewhat comical and also problematic. The question is, when did he text Dan Worthen? When did Dan Worthen text him? And that's material because, according to Met rules, if something's going on where you're not going to make it on time to the ballpark, you have to let the Mets know by 3 p.m. I imagine that's a pretty standard rule across baseball, right?
I guess so.
Now, the question is, did he send the first text? Did he respond to Worthen late? We'll figure that part out because it's factual. It's on your phone, right?
Yep.
The New York Mets, though, don't believe he's lost all credibility. So because the Mets no longer believe him, they sent 2 security officers from the Met. You're probably ex-cops or ex-FBI guys, whatever it is. Guys that work for the franchise who are there to help players out typically, right?
Yep.
They send 2 guys to his apartment because they don't believe that he's home dealing with a migraine. They don't believe him. Now, the Mets will tell you they dispatched these 2 guys out to his apartment to see if Matt Harvey was in need of any type of emergency medical care. That's bogus. We all know it's bogus. They were checking in on him. They knock on his door. Matt Harvey's home in his pajamas.
Good.
Thank God we got that one right.
Yes.
They then start grilling him. And this is the point of contention for Matt Harvey. And I get it. Where were you? What are you doing? Why are you here? What'd you do this morning? Like, pop, 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 pop. Now, I don't blame the security guards. They have a job to do. They've been told what to do. Those guys have nothing to do with the story.
All right.
But you have an obvious divide between the franchise and the player.
Yeah, and whose fault is that?
And it's the player's fault 90%.
90%. 100%.
There's a history there of him not getting along with Sandy Alderson.
Sounds like the player can be somewhat temperamental.
100%.
Sounds like the player can be somewhat inconsistent.
100%.
Sounds like the player can also be a diva.
100% across the board.
Right, so what are you supposed to
and
do?
And I've told you this for 3 years. He and Sandy Alderson have never gotten along. They've never liked each other. It's been oil and water from jump. Fine, you don't have to like everybody.
Why? Because
you play, I'll pay you. How's that, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Again, I go back to the personalities that are involved here. You have Matt Harvey, a young superstar pitcher, takes the world by storm, cover of Sports Illustrated, starter in the All-Star game, pitcher, you know, almost tried to pitch a complete game in the World Series, talked his manager into it, it failed. So there's a lot of crap going on there.
Yep.
Nobody, I don't think anybody doubts, I certainly don't doubt, that he wants to be great and that he wants to be the leader of the Mets and that he wants the ball in a big spot. I get all that. Because I agree with him. I do believe that that's who he wants to be. Now, the problem is how do we get him to become that? And I think this is where Sandy Alderson comes in. Sandy Alderson is not going to be a flexible guy just because of his background. He's just not going to be.
I agree.
And Sandy Alderson knows because of his own history of what he's accomplished in his own life, whether it be battling cancer, whether it be becoming a Marine, whatever it is, becoming a very successful baseball executive. Sandy Alderson knows there's only one way to do things, and that's the right way. And Matt Harvey is not doing it the right way.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
So you may have a difference of personalities, yeah.
They do.
But I will always fall on the side of the guy that's going to do it the right way. And in my eyes, Sandy Alderson does things the right way. He does.
Yeah, and by the way, I do not think Matt Harvey's apologizing to the team today. I don't.
I do.
I do not think there's going to be this major mea culpa. I think he'll meet with Jeff Wilpon and Sandy Alderson and Terry Collins first when he gets to the ballpark. He'll then go to the guys. I don't know.
You heard Jose Reyes.
I know, but the notion that he's going to stand up in front of the other 24 guys in the locker room and go, I want to apologize, this and that. I don't buy that happening. I really don't. I mean, I think if people are expecting this major mea culpa of this is all my fault, I'm so sorry, I've let you guys down, I'm back, I'm dedicated, all that stuff, I do not think you're getting that. I don't think you're getting that when he meets with Sandy Alderson and Wilpon and Collins, and I don't think you're getting that in the locker room. I don't think he'll be douchey in the locker room. I think he'll be more like, hey guys, I'm back. Maybe sorry for the distraction, something like that. But I don't think Matt Harvey thinks he's got anything to apologize for. And I think there's probably a divide in that locker room on Matt Harvey. And there's probably a divide in that locker room about ownership and management.
He made a mistake, man. You know, and there's too many of these things. And the excuses, the poor performance, on top of being out late at night, then playing golf, and then not showing up on a Saturday. Let me tell you something. That's like a pattern. And that's a problematic pattern. So I don't know if he can regain anything this season. I don't know how he's going to pitch on Friday. But I do know that sooner or later, a guy crosses the line, pushes too many buttons, and people are going to react. And I personally do not feel that Sandy Alderson has the vendetta out for anybody. He wants what we want. He wants his pitchers pitching winning baseball. He wants his team to be excited about having a guy like Matt Harvey on the mound and playing for him and playing hard for him.
I also think that Sandy Alderson's a tough love kind of guy, and Matt Harvey's not receptive to that type of.
I don't care.
I'm just giving you the relationship.
I mean, I get it.
I don't believe that some guys react well to it, and they feel like I'm going to show him. Guys get very sensitive to it.
Listen, we all have coaches in our lives, and I'm sure Matt has these coaches in his life too. Maybe it's his high school coach or whoever. But you know, anytime that you ever kind of get off the straight and narrow. You get put back in your place. And sometimes it's extremely humbling. And sometimes that humble nature, humble pie, if you will, of that sort is a good thing.
Well, if you're Matt Harvey and you wake up and you see the papers yesterday and today, if that's not enough for you to look in the mirror and say, what a dummy I've been, and try to get back to where you had 46,000 people standing on their feet cheering your name literally 2 years ago because you took the ball in game five and demanded to go back out there for the ninth, and you won over an entire town. And by the way, not just any town, you won over New York. You were celebrated as the second coming in New York. You got New York. You owned New York. That doesn't happen, especially for a Met, right? And 2 years later, you've thrown it down the toilet. I agree with you on that. Injuries are a part of it, but you ain't helping matters out with how you're living your life. And I'm not one to tell you how to live your life, but if you want to get back at it, no one questions the talent, just get your ass back at it. There's always time to drink. There's always time to bang supermodels. There's always time to have a good time. It's the nature of being a professional athlete. There's an off season. There's road trips. There's 4 days where you don't pitch. But you got to get yourself back to where you were before you get to enjoy all that stuff. Or you could be this. Look, I know Dwight Gooden reached out. Dwight Gooden is the single greatest cautionary tale of any athlete in the history of New York. Hall of Fame, everything. And threw it all away. And if Dwight Gooden tells you that he's worried about you, that's a problem.
You know, he's just got to recommit. he's got to say to himself, look, man, I need to be great. I want to be great. And in order to do that, you have to stay away from, the proverbial distractions that these guys fall prey to.
Sure.
And that is the status of being a super celebrity, a superstar. And unfortunately, due to mainly injuries, he's been derailed in that regard.
Yep.
And now he's derailing himself. So I don't know if this is the low point. I don't know if this is the last time.
Well, you better hope it is.
I don't know if it's the last time. Only his actions will determine that.
Well, we'll figure it all out. We'll get your take on Harvey. Of course, the good stuff is Boomer told you. The New York Yankees. Another win. Best record in all of baseball. 30 games in. So just under 20% of the entire season done. Ain't nobody better than the Yankees. And tonight, the true metal and personality of a franchise will be tested. Just after 7 o'clock at Madison Square Garden, can the Rangers win game 6 and force a game 7 Thursday night?
7:30.
And what's going on between Lundqvist and one of his defensemen? Yelling at each other during the game.
I'll give you
the whole story behind that.
Yeah,
I learned
it
all.
Wasn't a defenseman. It was Derek Stepan.
Oh, Stepan.
Yeah.
I know the whole story on that one, too.
I'm
I don't
sure
know what position
do.
He plays, but I know what happened.
He plays center.
I know what happened, though.
Okay.
I know what he said to Lundqvist.
Yeah.
I know what Lundqvist said back.
That's good.
And I'll tell you what it was next on
Perfect.
The fan.
You know what that's called? That's called fiery intensity. That's what that's called.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.